When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
I can't believe it.
First of all, I'm happy that you're screaming because.
And oh my God.
It's finally. Giving. Oh my God. Finally for episodes, the upcoming episodes, actually.
Yeah.
This is episode 198 of the Oprah Rose Show. And we are all together, and I'm so ecstatic. So I am TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And I already so said it.
And we're like all together. Like, I can touch you right now, sister.
Right?
I mean, you over there, you know, but you know.
This is our first time being back together recording in what, 2 years since the panorama?
We did one in LA that one time when, like, it was last September.
Well, in
last
studio. Year. In but this studio, is our in studio. Right. We have in not studio. Recorded probably almost since
two,
like
almost 2 years.
March.
Almost 2 years.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Look at us.
The girls look great.
Okay.
The girls are shining.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just had to wipe my forehead because I was shining literally.
Shining, 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 yeah. All of this winning.
I've been losing my mind.
I mean, you've been shining. You've been like vacationing. You've been traveling. Like,
yeah. I mean, I'm in the trenches. Relax. Okay. No. We were just driving Drake.
Please don't play
Drake
a little boy
and,
in the club.
And Dirk earlier, but
please.
Yeah. No traveling. I feel like, you know, in the pandemic, we were traveling because we did go to Palm Springs together that one time last January.
Oh, we were traveling down in the panty.
You know, I feel like now, I feel like people are like making up for travel.
Yeah.
And so my birthday kind of starts off summer. So, and then Six's Poppy is right after me 3 weeks. So it's like trip after trip after trip. And then my sister's wedding. And then T's birthday is coming up. About to be
which
in
you better
Jamaica.
Buy a flight for.
She's going to buy a flight and I got a trip tomorrow.
I'd figure
where
it out.
Tomorrow? Where you were?
Not literally tomorrow.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I'm like,
no,
shit.
No, okay, real quick. Like, G is excused from, first of all, I'm turning 35 plus one. Okay. And I had this, I've never done a trip before, and obviously the panorama canceled my trip, and we were going to Colombia, and then Colombia had civil unrest. I don't know if it's still happening, so I had to pivot to Jamaica, and G has a wedding, so she's excluded, and
where's
G's still
wedding?
Trying to figure it out.
It's in North Carolina.
Okay.
But I'm trying to do both.
Got it.
And it's like, but I told her it's no pressure because it's in the middle of the week.
But I also kind of really, really want to go to Jamaica.
Right.
Like, that's like, I've been to Jamaica 2 times and I would pay to go to Jamaica every time again and again and again.
Same. It's my favorite
place.
It's the one place that I can always go back to. That's why I think I just had to be like, you know what? I don't ever need to go back to Tulum or like
Tulum.
Cabo was my second choice.
Cabo.
But then, you know, Dee Dee and his man decided to add on 2 extra trips when I've only been planning my birthday trip for 2 years.
Hey.
And I get it. It's your birthdays, but big Leo vibes. And it's also my 35 plus one. It's a milestone year.
It's a milestone. I get you. I hear you.
So, and every time I put something in the group chat, Daryl starts talking about money. And I'm like, bitch, book your flight. I don't want to hear about, I'm literally just giving you options.
She comes out of nowhere on a random morning and just be like, oh, here's a boat.
Book the flight.
And I'm like, literally.
The first thing he says is, oh.
I'm paying for this right now.
I'm like, I didn't actually pay for anything.
Because you have a wedding and all of that. Yeah,
I just picked up a tux yesterday.
But I literally said to you that you don't have to pay for anything until August. Like, I told you how much my American Express bill was.
You said that? After I said I wasn't paying for anything.
No, I told you before.
I'm not arguing with you about this show.
Anywho. All I know is your Jamaica. Black ass. Look, all I know is your black ass better be there.
I discovered that I have a $450 credit with American Airlines, and I'm using that.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I love
Even
that.
Even though I fucking hate American Airlines.
But hey, money is money. I mean, right now, though, I feel like I don't have loyalty to Delta anymore because the prices are crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm taking whoever giving me the cheapest price.
Yeah. Well, if you would have got your Delta flight when we all got it to Jamaica, it actually was cheap. But anywho,
I'm about to take this mic off and literally just like throw hands.
He about to throw the headphones. He about to throw the headphones at me.
Oh my god! No, she's attacking me. You want me to buy right now?
I mean, these airlines trying to get it back in blood. So really you are. Might. These airlines is not.
They not playing.
They're not playing.
In fact, they don't even have good snacks no more. Like, they don't even have Goldfish, Cheez-Its. Like, they got them dry ass little peanuts. And what if you got a peanut allergy?
I had Cheez-Its last night on a plane.
What did you take?
Delta. I flew Delta here, but I'm flying JetBlue back, excuse me, because Delta is. She my girl, but she's a fucking $1,000.
It's a mess.
I can't afford her.
It's too much, yeah.
Yeah.
Every flight. I feel like you have to know your travel very much ahead of time to get a better price.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been clocking them flights for maybe 7 months. And it said $3,000, like SMD from the back. Like,
what?
And it was on
back.
Like.
I'm sorry, you said SMD from the back?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's actually, I actually like that. That is actually a good feeling, by the way.
Oh, really?
Sips drink.
It's true.
I've never had that done. I don't think I've had that done.
Get my pussy ate from the back, but I feel like they can't really like reach where they need to because of the. I don't really have like a big butt, but like
you do.
No,
you got that thing on you.
No, it's just a little. It's just a little round. It's like a little butt, but even still, when it's like angles, it's hard to reach where you need to reach to do what
yeah,
I need
you
to do.
I don't like any of that. So I don't like sitting on faces. I'm not really
you
into
don't like
any of that.
On faces?
No. Oh, I love a sit on the face now.
I'm so self-conscious about my weight and I feel like I'm going to like
you be
crush
thinking about that while you're
but
fucking.
They be wanting that though. They be wanting to suffocate.
Mm-mm. I'm good. I'm good. That feels like
no,
a movie
they say that.
Or
they literally say drop all your weight on me.
And I'm also
try it one day and just see.
You should try it.
And just like, don't like think about the weight thing. I mean, you look good. The weight is looking good on you.
That's my face what I'm saying. Like, I get it because we all have like our own self identity. But I'm like, I love the extra curves on T.
I do.
She's always curvy, but I love it.
My mother was like, you know, you get a little fluffier when you get older, and I'm trying to be okay with that. But yeah, I mean,
not fluffy.
I told G yesterday it was given. I'm going to be on the beach. Like a jelly, a Boston
jelly
cream
donut.
I was like, I don't give a fuck. I was like, I'm gonna be there just rolls and
everybody
it's
got rolls.
No, mine are like, yeah, she's not giving what needs to be gave, but yeah, you know, my thighs like touch a lot now. They always touch, but they touch.
Yeah, mine do too. That should be annoying because in the summertime, that's annoying.
Yeah, as I was like, I don't really wear shorts, but yeah.
Yeah, you gotta put a little baby powder down there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, Johnson & Johnson got all them claims and shit.
Child.
Just put a little natural deodorant in between. Be all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's an unlock. Mm-hmm. Some natural deodorant. Okay.
So, I mean, you know, I don't believe in that. I think you need all the toxins.
Give me all the aluminum.
No, Native is at, listen, they are amazing. Whatever they are doing, that bottle of deodorant is worth $12. It's expensive as fuck.
They sell it at like a regular drugstore?
You can buy it at CVS. You can buy it at Target. Okay. Walgreens.
Give me my Dove. give me Secret. I don't want Secret out. Give me my Dove. Like, I'm good.
I hear you.
You know, because like this summer, I mean, I know we talk about it every episode, but like the summer is yanking.
Yes.
And between what's her name? Elsa?
Who's Elsa?
Who's the hurricane?
Oh,
Elsa. Between Elsa, just obviously being out, Casamigos, now LaMarca. Shout out to you, girl.
Okay.
Angie and I haven't eaten, so definitely shout out to LaMarca.
I had a banana.
So all the girls are giving faint. but the thing that the girls are also really giving are these music girls.
Oh.
Yes.
The women in music right now.
Towering. Storming.
What? And
storming.
We were just talking about Doja Cat and her Vivo performances. So she's been doing these performances in a desert. It looks fucking amazing. She's been performing songs from Planet Her. The performance of Ain't Shit was really good.
I gotta watch because I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs on the album.
It's funny because she actually performed it recently in front of a white crowd.
I feel like that's her fan base. Oh, and she, I hate
she
that
had
for
a
her.
Show, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coney Island. So mm-hmm. I like the idea of Doja Cat. I sat through that album once. I've never re-listened to it.
I think Hot Pink was better.
Hot Pink was definitely
I also
better.
Never listened to that, really. Like, I know the songs.
It's giving hit after hit on that one.
Yeah, I know
hit
the songs that are popular, hit. But I'm not.
She literally, the Streets was the last record that she worked, I think. And that was, she released a video a few months ago. So that, mm-hmm. like, lets you know how long she worked that album.
Yeah.
And how deserve, many hits she has I mean, it deserved it. The working.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think because she's been out for so long, like I said, I love the idea of I was about to say be a child. Doja Cat. Mm-hmm. We'll get to her next. I love the idea of her, but yeah, I'm just also, you know, I don't listen to a lot of rap, period, besides mm-hmm. Tyler. Like, I don't really listen to rap at Got all. Mm-hmm. And her voice can get a little annoying. And I think that's what it was. But I was also hungover when I was listening to it. Yeah, and I was like, girl, shut up. Fuck. Like, it was
that's Jesse's song. Jesse be going off.
But that's my favorite song on the
album. So what
album,
is the name of that song?
Out. Get into it, y'all.
Okay.
Y'all in parentheses.
She got a butt, but I can get into it, y'all.
And then it's like a she's rapping in Nicki's cadence. Mm-hmm. So it's like a Nicki a tribute.
And you know what's funny? Because I feel like Doja is probably like the most aligned with like the Nicki trajectory mm-hmm. amongst all of the, like
she's a student.
Studied
yeah.
Nicki
I agree.
Minaj
yeah, now that
and
I agree
perfected
with, yeah.
it right. because she can sing her ass she off.
Do
sing.
They have a song together?
They she was
say
on the
so.
Say So remix.
It was okay. they're both first
say
number
so
one.
Was say mm-hmm. say how did that go?
Didn't
into?
Mean.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
she's some Nicki. And I think she's Nicki. She's Nicki like
too.
Pink print. Like
hot
it was
pink.
Hot pink. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like she's definitely that pop Nicki.
Yeah.
Era.
And she can
yeah.
dance.
Oh,
that's
and
where,
she can dance.
That's where
for
she
Nicki,
ups
yes.
the girls. Doja can dance.
Okay.
Yeah. She can.
I'm here for her though.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely.
You know her real name? Next. She got like four names.
No, what is it?
It's like I don't know the rest, but like Alama and then some other crate.
Oh,
like
that was
three
the
other...
name of one of her albums.
Yes.
The one
that's
before
her name.
Hot Pink.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody paid attention
to. And it's
to.
Very long. And I guess because her father is South African. So my assumption is that it's African.
Y'all, first of all, also, y'all know I don't really believe that Doja Cat is black. I'm sorry. I need an ancestry. I need a 23andMe. Also, because y'all be trying to let her, like, she, the fact that she has a song titled,
Doja
niggas ain't
is
shit.
Black, girl.
I don't care
her
about her little braid hair,
black.
Braid of hair. I don't care.
Doja's black.
You don't believe in the one drop rule?
No, and I don't. I don't.
Her daddy is South African,
and it's given Africanus, and they, you know, you got to watch them.
Claire,
so
you
no,
because South Africa was colonized.
And hello,
like a
I was just about to say no. South Africa yeah. was colonized. You know, I saw Blood Diamond, so I don't. Hotel Rwanda. I saw Hotel Rwanda too. So I don't know how much I believe. I'm not saying it's like cosplay black girl, but you know, I'm just not really. I'm not. She's not canceled to me after all that stuff that happened.
I can understand your disdain.
Yeah, but I'm just like, you're not. I don't know. You've never. And I'm not saying that you have to be like super pro black, mm-hmm. Or any of that. But like, I don't know. I just don't. I just get like ambiguity
I feel
you,
you
or something. I don't get black.
Well, I think she's talented.
I think she is.
Daryl said, fuck all of that.
No, and that honestly, like, that's kind of like.
Daryl said, I don't see color.
And I am that person too.
Don't tell me you're
I
that girl.
Am absolutely that black ass person too. But Doja's talent is like. So immense that I cannot help but stand. Like,
okay, Suttons. Y'all right. are both giving me Sutton, and I'm being Crystal, and this is giving Real Housewives.
She's the moment. She's
y'all are
the
Kyle
moment.
And Sutton, she and is. I'm Crystal. And
oh, I mean, not. Well, look, we'll get to Housewives, but you want to talk about an amazing addition to a show? Crystal.
I mean, oh my God, best. We're not going to do that right now.
Not right now.
Best
but,
casting of a show.
But
Crystal.
Back to our women in music, Bia. Bia. Who also, she got a Nicki feature as well.
Shout out to this rebrand Nicki is doing for finally embracing the girls. Because I feel like that was a lot of people's initial dig.
Yeah, we said it on the show like a while ago.
Yeah, because she was always she used to burn the ladder for dudes.
Which
but,
I think,
but burning the ladder for any women.
Burned the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think actually sucks because I think it's a larger conversation around that. Like, G and I have talked about how, you know, we've had maybe one or two women in music support us and bring us up.
One of them being the same person.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. One of them. And I'm just saying two because I don't want to exclude anybody, but I'm really saying one.
Right.
Yeah. And then I think there's this unspoken rule that, like, hey, if I'm helping you get on, you're gonna take my spot. Where for me, it's kind of like, I actually read something recently and it was like, you should hire a team that you are gonna take my spot one day because you're that fucking good. But women don't, also, men can never do that, know, but women can't.
Like, when you might need that little person, just the way that things are changing so fastly, like, you might need that younger person, that younger generation.
For sure.
You do.
You know how many times I sit and I say, this ain't for me. This is for y'all. So I really listen to them because I'm not. I'm not the consumer. I'm not. I'm listening to Tony Braxton still.
Right.
Like, I'm not listening to the same things that you guys are listening to.
Yeah.
So I need them to tell me, hey, this is what's hot. This is what's popping. And like, and I feel like some women, whether it be executive, whether it be artist, it's like you can be threatened by it. And it's like, oh, again, you can't take my spot. And I think that's what Nikki is like. She had this stronghold for so long.
A decade.
And it's kind of like, at this point, you're in the, you know, I'm not even going to say female rap hall of fame. You're in the rap hall of fame.
Rap,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You have absolutely solidified your stance in this. So now it's like, yeah, you should be bringing up these other girls.
Right.
And say, because there's no, think about it, there's no female rap collectives. Like, how Drake can kind of like, you know, that's how Drake can stay relevant. Drake will say, oh, I'm going to take JB Blockboy, who obviously hasn't done anything since then, but I'm going to hop on this song and make it fire.
Or even Draco Ruler.
Draco been out for a minute.
Right, but still, but like, people
there's certain
didn't know
people
who it was,
that, like,
right.
We will literally look at things and it's like, oh, Drake follows this kid. And I'm telling y'all, they have 5,000 followers. So, like, Drake can be very tapped in.
Yeah.
And kind of like, but that's hit also all a of team. These things.
Do y'all think Drake had a conversation with Nikki about that?
Probably.
No. I don't think he cares enough.
Well,
I
mean,
also don't think they're real friends.
But they've been meeting more recently.
I think that's for like cameras. No.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe a little bit of both. But you know, I feel like,
yeah, I'm like,
only because I remember watching one of Nikki's lives and she was talking about how she, you know, as an artist, she was, and she had her baby. She was in like a little writer's block or creative like,
and he helped her
block,
get out of it.
And he helped her get out of it by sending her records and music. So I'm just curious if like it was a further conversation of like, no, like you should, like the female rap is, it's here and it's, they are producing and presenting. And I feel like misogyny in general is kind of like hating on it a little bit because they don't want to give credit where credit is due to all of the work that these young ladies are putting out outside of like, you know, Meg.
Right.
There's so many other women who are working, who are doing great things, and they aren't getting the accolades. They aren't mentioned in any of the lists that are put out. You know, it's like a, it's a legitimate, like, y'all are absolutely overlooking these women, and you want to say like, oh, you only rapping about sex or your pussy. But that's all these niggas is rapping about too. They're
Have
rapping about sex and
Wayne?
Guns. You know what I mean?
My
no one is talking about anything of depth. So I'm just curious if he had like a larger conversation with her about really embracing the people who admire her, look up to her, because that's, these girls are their, Nikki is their queen.
Yeah.
Every one of them says that.
Every woman in rap right now was a fan of Nikki.
They
had to be.
Well, hold on, y'all. We also cannot have this conversation without Little Kim.
Without mentioning. She's the blueprint.
She was the blueprint. But y'all know I love Inga also, Foxy, but I don't know if anybody was referencing Inga's ass. But Little Kim, obviously, you know, was the blueprint. Who and I think that's also the issue. Nikki would initially, she wasn't really like shouting out Little Kim or like, they never did a song together. You're both from New York, where again, all of the male rappers coming up are always going to, they're going to work with each other. They're going to support each other. They're going to, they're, when you even just look at like Thug has all of these spawns of people from Gunna to like all the Little Ones and like all
so
of YSL.
Like, I don't think of Young Thug as that, but he is that.
He is.
Like, I feel like he doesn't get enough of his flowers.
He doesn't.
Of like,
I agree.
He does that. You know, I don't, I'm trying to think who else, like, you know, kind of really, really, Atlanta in particular, I think does a really good
Kanye,
job of that.
A lot of people, you can say Kanye influenced a lot of people.
Oh, I would say put but on or influence.
Influence.
Yeah, exactly.
He used like a motherfucker.
He uses them.
I was like, those are two different things. I think Thug really, and I've seen it firsthand, Thug really puts these rappers on. Mm-hmm. Like, where Kanye wasn't really.
No, he's not putting
Kanye would
on.
Give you a song and then be like, oh, Kanye, I'm going to steal your whole style, bro. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Travis, cool, bet. I'm going to steal your whole style.
Did you watch the Netflix thing about This Is Pop? I think that's what it's
called.
But
with
the T-Pain episode specifically, Kanye was told him how much he loved, like, Sanga turned rapper, which T-Pain essentially revolutionized or popularized and made it open to be known that he used auto-tune.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody slandered him. And
yeah,
but
he
then
said the
Kanye,
thing about Usher?
Yes, 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 yes. Which, like, Usher, you owe that man a fucking apology.
Oh, yeah.
Because what the fuck are you doing?
And send
no
him
shade
some flowers.
Outside of residency. But you owe him an apology.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've
you
been,
owe
listen,
that
I've
man
been.
T-Pain an apology,
he
sir.
He does, he does.
But then Kanye made 808s and Heartbreaks inspired by Sanga turned rapper.
Yeah.
And obviously, no one ever knows that, but used auto tune because of
and was
essentially
for,
what he saw for T-Pain.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, look, I get it, right? Nobody, while you're figuring out your shit, nobody wants to like usher in the new person while I'm still figuring out my stuff.
Yeah.
But there has to be some type of balance. And I think specifically going back to just Nicki, like, we just said a decade, you know, that's a long time that you have literally, you have a stronghold.
Yeah.
You are here firmly planted. So I was super happy to see her hop on that Bia record. I think Carisha be, Young Miami, I respect people's wishes.
Right.
Young Miami tweeted like, oh, I wish Nicki would unblock me. And I'm like, why was she even blocked? Like,
well, because Young Miami went on the Breakfast Club and was saying that she was Team Cardi.
When she blocked her for that, they were like, of course she, like.
I mean.
Nicki blocks people.
But I mean, listen,
six,
if
six
you pick
blocked.
Your side.
Right.
Listen, don't, this is no shade, but I if you pick your side, bitch, you stand in that. You pick your motherfucking side. Like, okay. But however, I understand both sides. So it's like for Young Miami, it's like, yo, no, Cardi blessed us. She gave us our biggest record, I think, at the time.
They were like essentially on the same. They were managed by the same people.
What's up?
Twerk. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Alyssa.
I want a slim, fine woman was twerking.
Literally. Right. But they also had all these points up. At one point, they were also literally managed by the same people.
They were, like, but they went. But she took it upon herself to go on the Breakfast Club and say, "We Team Cardi over here." You could have said, "I'm not picking sides. Like, we appreciate Cardi
for blessing us,
but she said we Team Cardi, so you can't be mad
when
you pick a side and then I uphold. Say, oh no, you picked that side. Stay over there, sis. Don't be asking me for no fucking feature.
I just
five years later.
I get it.
I mean,
you know,
like
we are Team City Girls.
We team everybody.
Because you know what, Carisha. I keep saying it. You know what, Young Miami loves McDonald's.
Oh, she does.
She loves it. So we got to take a pause. You know, shout out hashtag ad. Shout out to McDonald's. McDonald's. Yes. You know, I think it will forever be a staple in the community. We love McDonald's. I actually had to go
when I was back home. I traveled. We took Jesse home and we, you know, did a little like tour. And I had to go to McDonald's because, of course, everything in Elkhart closes at 10 p.m. and
it's,
you know,
always
we
a late
keeping,
night story with
always,
McDonald's.
It's always a it's late always. Night story.
Don't forget about the breakfast, like, though.
Okay.
No, but the breakfast be like hitting. But
the breakfast slaps.
But yes, it was 10:30. And we didn't have any other food options. So I was like, you know what? Let me get a fucking chicken McNugget because I haven't had a chicken McNugget in so long with the sweet and sour sauce. And it literally.
Oh, you just painted a whole picture for me.
I had to paint the picture because it really brought me back to like I was 8 years old.
I want to know.
And you remember how like you would beg your parents to take you to
when
McDonald's.
You saw them arches.
So listen, I love McDonald's say that it was very. It was very fulfilling to take my kid to McDonald's and get her a Happy Meal and get her chicken McNuggets with sweet and sour sauce. She didn't, because she's not really like a sauce person. But I was like, no, you gotta dip. I was trying to tell you, you gotta dip it in the sauce to make it, you know,
all of it.
Right. Like, because for you, it was like this nostalgic moment of experiencing that and trying and showing her what it was. And she's like, I just want the fucking nuggets.
All of it. I'm telling you, the big breakfast. I mean, obviously, Quarter Pounders, you know, they're making a comeback. The Quarter Pounders are here to stay. They've never gone anywhere. The fish fillets. I do need them to bring back Chicken Selects, though.
They do.
They do need
to bring back Chicken Selects. Like, McDonald's,
please, bring back Chicken Selects. Like, no, I would leave right now. Like, I'm craving Chicken Selects as we're having
Wait,
this
combo. Y'all get dessert at McDonald's?
Hell yeah.
So,
if the ice cream machine working, we getting a McFlurry, an Oreo McFlurry.
So, when I worked at McDonald's, we would say the ice cream machine didn't work because we didn't want to actually
You can't say that. Okay, we're done here. back to the women in music.
Hey, McDonald's. I'm Hey, McDonald's.
My heart is really like palpitating.
Apple pies, so McFlurries. I don't really care.
Oh my gosh. I remember the first time I made a McFlurry going back to the ice cream machine when I worked there. Girl, you got to put the. I'm motioning. You guys can't see me unless you're watching it. You had to put the cup up underneath with the
and
spoon.
And then, like, do it.
And then do it.
Yeah.
Girl.
I know that. My fat ass. I used to be.
Right, you
I used to be in the drive-thru like, crunch up
the cookies.
Well, no, it comes already crunched, okay. And then you put it inside, but you have to put it into the spinner so it can evenly spin it throughout.
So I can make sure I get cookies at the bottom of my McFlurry.
But then my dumbass, when I did it, I didn't put the top on, and so it went everywhere, and everybody was like, so Daryl?
Basically, that's why Daryl doesn't have a career at McDonald's anymore. That's why Daryl's not general manager of McDonald's, right. Because he was
lying,
and this is very specific to the Randallstown. It's like, this is only one
shout
McDonald's.
Out to Randallstown,
this
Maryland.
Is not reflective of McDonald's globally. This is reflective of what McDonald's.
But I appreciate McDonald's for giving me my first job.
So yes. It's always shout out to McDonald's.
Yeah, so it's always shout out to McDonald's.
Because that's why I said that, you know, like I said, the city girls, all remember they gave like Carisha her whole thing because she still like loves McDonald's. Yep. Like they just. That's why I think I love them. They're so relatable. They're so relatable. Love those girls.
Yeah.
But we did talk about Bia.
We, you know.
Briefly. Three
to five. Who is y'all top three to five?
Female rappers,
yes.
If I were to say, I'm going to do three. I'm going to go Nicki, Cardi, City Girls. In no particular order.
In order.
Damn it.
It's only three.
That's
the order,
no.
Kind of. I mean,
Megan Thee Stallion. I want to put my girl Meg
in there.
So do
five. Three, five.
All right,
five.
Meg four. Who's the fifth
Doja,
one I'm going to give her? I know, but is Doja
She's
a rapper?
She's not a rap girl.
I think Doja is, though.
But I'm a fan of how someone was presented to me as how I think of them, and mm-hmm. she was presented to me as a rapper, not a mm-hmm. singer. So
then what is she?
An artist.
Cause
she's pop to me.
Because if you
pop.
Look up Doja Cat, it says American rapper. So that's why American female rapper.
Okay, what is Lizzo?
So that's why I'm curious.
She was presented to me as a singer.
She was presented as a singer.
She
worked with Prince. She worked with Prince.
Doja
Prince. She plays the fucking flute.
Like, okay.
Well, Doja Cat plays the piano.
I think like how Drake is obviously a rapper, but and I'm not saying that you get so
Drake.
Big, you super. Actually, yes, I am. Unfortunately or fortunately, you get so big that sometimes I feel like you break out of these boundaries. That's why no one can question Drake when he makes a sing-songy melodic song.
Mm-hmm.
Fly on the greens. But Drake is an artist to me. Like Beyonce is an artist. And I'm not saying that Doja Cat and Lizzo
a rapper
are there.
Too.
But no, Beyonce's an artist. Like Doja and
Lizzo. Oh, can I say
Lizzo
Beyonce is my fifth as
Girl,
a rapper?
Girl, G, who are your people? Who are your top five? Because this nigga trying to put. He about to be like.
It's still Kimberly Jones.
Okay.
He about to be like, what's the red carpet girls? They're about to be like red carpet girls.
Who was red carpet girls?
That little girl that be, she be doing them videos like that. the little light skinned girl.
My Lord.
Y'all know who I'm talking
about.
I don't know.
When you see it, you're going to know who I'm talking about.
Okay. Let me answer because it would be, Missy and Kim would be there, but okay, I can't
right now. No, right now, not overall. Right now. Yeah, right now. No, right now.
Absolutely, Nikki. Even though her personality is questionable, I recognize that. I feel like I always have to preference that.
It's true,
but her talent is undisputed. Doja, Megan, City Girls, and I love Saweetie.
Okay.
Saweetie High.
She's in my hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see her. I see you, boo.
I do.
Yeah,
my
top is Cardi, Megan, Saweetie.
Okay.
It's City Girls and Saweetie are interchangeable, actually.
Okay.
They're interchangeable.
I forgot to say number five. I'm sorry. I love her too.
And then number five, I really like Bia. I'm sorry, I have to say Big Jade. She's slowly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Big Jade. Okay. Yeah, I was like, I see you working, girl.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta say, you know, Big Jade though.
I really loved Big Jade's personality. She's like your cousin. Yeah. She's like your crazy cousin. Yeah. Just be like, oh, all right, girl.
Yeah, literally.
Calm down, but all right, girl.
Literally. She's my little cousin. Like, literally. Like, not literally, but yes.
But yeah. No, I love her.
Yeah, so I think, yeah. I don't know. I would just love to see more collabs with the rap girls. Though.
I know.
Overall, like,
I want like a. I just want to see more.
I feel like
women.
They're doing it though.
I want like a cipher. Like a bunch of them on one song.
Oh yeah, I would love that.
I would love that. Like why?
Like
why?
10 minutes.
But who?
Okay. I'm not throwing trade though? Secrets, but it's coming, and it's. I'll tell y'all after it leaves.
Secret,
but okay. It is coming, like, and it's somebody that she just. Just, you know, read between the lines. She gets it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this girl gets it. And she has a song with, like, half of the people we just mentioned.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
then
smart.
I hope that sees the light of day.
Yeah.
I do, too. I heard a clip, and I was like, oh, this is fucking fire.
Yeah.
Like,
there absolutely needs to be a ladies' night, like... Mm. I don't want to say remix because that was
I want a remix.
I mean, that would be great. It was absolutely iconic, but that's kind of why like I'm hesitant to say a remix because I kind of want the people
want that vibe.
To do what they it's do like, in this what? Generation.
Right. This is us
but
tonight.
Please look at that fucking video. Look at that song. Look at
and
Mary J. Mary J. Drunk as hell with
drunk
no shoes
hell.
On. Like I'm
just
need
enjoying
just,
herself.
Yes.
Hold up.
I need y'all to look at that and produce your own. You don't have to mimic it, but like mimic the style, mimic the vibe.
And you
can
tell they have fun.
They have fun.
Wait, I'm sorry, real quick. We cannot move off this topic without talking about that Mary J. Blige documentary. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
It was beautiful, but it was so sad. I just want to give my sis a hug.
You know how you're like, I put it on while I was working and I had to stop for a second because I was like, the fact that every single person working on that project was also going through a
heartbreak. Right. And that's why
you never know. Like when they say that, it's really not cliche. Like you never know what someone else is going through from Puff to the producer. Mm-hmm. Everybody was going through
Faith
stuff.
Faith wasn't mentioned on that, but she wrote for that.
I believe she wasn't. But I'm just, you know, I really want Mary to truly be happy.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, truly, truly.
Be Happy was a song
you
on
know,
the
You know, I never noticed
album.
That scar on her face.
You did? It's on the Mary album.
Yeah.
But I don't think I paid attention to it.
I've also never heard her talk about it.
That too.
I've seen it, but I never heard her talk about it.
Wait, she mentioned on the thing? Was that on
she mentioned on the doc.
Mm-hmm. I know it from the Mary thing. How did she get it?
It was just a cut. It was a fight.
Okay. I think maybe because I knew that. So I just, okay. I think I just knew it, but like, I want to give my sis Mary a hug. Yeah. Like, it was so good. If y'all have not seen it, it's on Amazon. Please go watch it.
And I mean, even listening to like how she got her start and like, you know, how she got her start would just never happen today.
So it's funny.
It would never happen.
I love Mary, right? Yeah. So I knew all of the story, but hearing her tell is obviously very different. Watching it, I was like, that would never,
it just
ever
would never happen this happen. Way
it would
anymore.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that would never happen.
That's divine, like, intervention. Yeah. Like, literally, God was like, the ancestors was working overtime and was like, no, this one, she's gonna do the lineage work.
Yeah. And RP,
she's gonna have the opportunity.
Andre Harrell.
I was
like,
so
to also,
glad to see him in that.
Me too. I was like, I'm so glad.
That was a surprise. I didn't know that Andre Harrell was in the documentary, but I'm glad that she was able to hear him give her flowers.
Yeah, same.
No, I just got emotional talking about that. In her project,
she was scared.
With a zebra silk shirt on and...
Yeah, I can't wait for the book because, like, I've seen Mary probably like 4 or 5 times. I remember I had an ex that said I danced just like her and was like, I just do like a bop.
You do.
He did. He told me, he was like, you dance just like Mary. And matter of fact, we went with my parents to go see the Jay Z. I can't. Yeah, I love a thigh habucha. I do. I am a student of Mary. I really am. So I actually have to ask you this question then, because I was having this debate.
Mm-hmm.
What, and I think it's two parts.
Okay.
What was more impactful culturally and personally, Mary J. Blige, My Life, or Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill?
So what was the question?
What was more impactful culturally and personally, between those two albums?
Culturally, me, I would say Lauryn. Lauryn was more culturally. Personally, it was Mary.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Lauryn, we still talk about that damn album. She only had one damn album.
And she really did.
And we still mention it.
That's
so it's
because
like,
that late bitch. Like,
and people still consider her to be one of the songs in this original. We actually haven't mentioned her as a great like MC.
We have not.
I mentioned Kim, I mentioned Missy, but I did not talk about Lauryn. But her name is like... has resonance in that female MC rap game. I mean, she also like essentially five Grammys for that album. Mm-hmm. That was like legendary. So
an album of the year.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Who is yours, G?
I feel like culturally, I think I have to mimic Dee Dee.
Yeah, I get it. After what you just said, I get it.
But at the same time, I don't want to diminish Mary's influence on culture for women.
I only separated it because I said that one. Let me preface it. I don't think you can really, really compare the two.
Right. You can't.
So that's why I said person, because mine is actually different from y'all's. So,
okay. Well, let's hear it.
So I think for me, seeing a girl that looked like me, like brown and like rapping and talking about, like, remember when that thing came out and like not, you know, and that's when I remember like being into boys and like navigating that whole thing. And I pre-ordered it at Sam Goody. Wow. So
one of my jobs.
Yeah, right. Exactly. One of your jobs. So for me personally, Lauryn Hill, Miseducation had a bigger impact on me personally. Culturally, I think it was Mary. Mary can, I mean, they can both tour, but like the way those songs hit, the way that album like opens up, the impact that she has, like, and granted, Lauryn could probably do like Essence. When I think Mary doing My Life, I think Essence, because I've seen her there so many times. And the way people go up and like still like, you know, that shit, come on, My Life. Like, you hear it, the sample.
You stand up immediately.
Right. Yeah, it's like, it's also such a generational, and not that Lauryn Hill, you know, my parents are younger. So I remember my parents went to go see Lauryn Hill and I cried because I thought my father was taking me, not my mother. I think he was like, nigga, you're not my wife. Like, the fuck? And I cried. But Mary, your grandparents could like her. Your parents could like her. Because all the same, like...
And they mentioned that on the documentary, and I love that.
Yeah, you feel... Like, you just feel My Life. And then when she had the people coming up, like, you know... Oh, I wanted to kill myself. And I heard...
Yeah.
I heard it. And then, like I said, I think I still have both of those albums, but I do think culturally Mary was a bigger project. But like I said, personally, and it's also just because Lauryn was brown.
Right. No, I mean, and I love
not only,
that.
But you know what I mean.
But that was huge, though. That.
Yeah.
And Lauryn is a better singer than Mary to me, personally. But
let's not talk about that now, child.
But it's not like a shade. But Lauryn, vocally, she's incredible.
I mean, the thing about Mary was like her singing is very raw, and it's not.
It is.
She does not have a trained voice,
and I love that.
And I love it.
I think that was what resonated with a lot of people. They talk about in the documentary. Granted, they never talk about her voice actually, and like not being trained.
It's just so raw.
It was so raw. You see this girl who looks like you, who's dressing like you, who's singing about shit that you're going through, and I can actually sing like her.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell me. I be singing. Right. I was listening to Mary, the Mary album, the self-titled Mary album on Christmas Eve. Mm. And my sister came downstairs and was was like, yes. How y'all not listen to Christmas music? And me and my mother are like, you said it's your child. Yes, it is. And I was like, really, you won't do
it. It is Christmas music.
I was like, this is Christmas music. And I refuse. Like, no more happy holidays. Yes. That's why I said
Mary J. Blige is Christmas music because it connects all the generations. It connects your grandmother. It connects your parents. And it connects you. And if you got kids, it connects your kids.
Everybody.
Your kid's going to know what the fuck Mary... Who the fuck Mary J. Blige is.
That's crazy. Jesse's like... Right. Jesse's Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes is going to be Mary J. Blige. That's kind of low-key insane.
I love that.
Like,
and Mary has a Christmas album. It's called A Merry Christmas.
Yep, she does. They're both iconic, and I don't think we need to compare the two. But I just was like, because I had that debate.
But Mary, to me, is... I would absolutely put her over Lauren just because of the longevity of the commitment of the she still produces music.
Right. It's also you gotta work. Right.
Like, you gotta work. You also have to,
like, people sometimes forget that you still have to work. You can still have all these accolades, you can have all this money, you can have all of these things. You still gotta work. You still have to get up every day.
Talent means preparation, maybe.
Yeah, like, and I don't care what we talk. You could be a damn dentist. Like, you have to work. Like, you just can't be like, oh, this ain't gonna happen. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Song of the summer. What is that?
You need no other honey.
Niggas are gonna jam. Niggas like
you need no other. You need no other.
It's like, goddamn. Okay, I don't need no other body, baby.
Fucking debate. The only song I would probably throw in the hat is Migos Straightening.
Girl, what song is
that? No, not at all. Yeah, I'm like, I've never heard Straightening at all.
Straightening. But Straightening be going. No,
it doesn't. Oh, but no one's playing straight.
I listened to Straightening yesterday.
You did.
Yeah.
But I would say. And I have to remove DJs because DJs be in their own little world and they don't play for what people want to hear all the time.
Absolutely.
And so, especially in fucking Los Angeles. Oh, however, yeah.
Those DJs are fucking trash.
Yeah, those DJs are trash. Daryl, I agree with you. WizKid.
WizKid Essence, for
Tims,
sure.
Excuse me, I want to leave her off. Essence is absolutely also, the song check of out the summer. Tams
also, because get into her discography, that girl. Okay, get into her too.
I haven't either, because
I love that song so much. I was like, well, let me get into her. No, she's, when I say her, I mean Tams.
I'm gonna pay attention.
Like, she's really, really that girl. Like, she has some great songs outside of obviously Essence. Right. No, and I think this summer, I don't think I've ever been out as much as I have. And, like, the doll has been in clubs. Like, pandemic, no mask.
It's okay.
It's giving Delta and American Airlines variant. Yeah, y'all know I was at All Stars, so you obviously, I was out.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, that song, I was out last week. At one point, I was like, turn it off! Chokehold. While sipping Casamigos, chokehold.
Turn it off!
It was like, okay, we don't need all the body. Everybody know the song. God damn. I was at Dumbo House. They played it, and it was a group of black people next to us. I mean, we were obviously a group of black people, too. But it was another group of black people. When I tell y'all, they acted like we were in a full-on nightclub. And it was so low. And I couldn't even, like, you couldn't even really hear it. And they were going off. Like, off.
That's crazy.
And this is at dinner.
Because that's a bop.
Yeah.
It's a bop.
And the whole WizKid album is really so good.
The whole album is fire.
I love the song.
I love the song with her. Dun, 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 dun. I love Gyrate.
I don't really know the titles. How'd that
don't
go?
Make me Gyrate. It's after, I think it's a song after Essence.
So it's at the end.
It's at the
end. The whole album is really good.
It's I tweeted that the WizKid Made in Lagos album is like a comfort pillow. Like, I literally just put it on and, like, the background. Like, I'm working.
I feel like he had the ancestors in there and just was, like, calling everybody to our home.
Right.
Like, of Africa.
Even the Ella May song is cute.
It's so cute.
Yes.
I love you. Yeah. I love the Ella May song.
I love that album. Shout out to you, WizKid.
Yeah, no, it really is. It truly.
Wasn't he on One Dance with Drake?
I need a one day.
He was. Okay. Yes. That was some people's introduction to him. Okay.
I think speaking that might be Drake.
I guess Afrobeats, reggae tone. I would never claim to know a lot about that genre of music at all.
Afrobeats is coming.
They be like billionaires also. Yeah. Like DeVito, Davido, I've heard it done both ways.
There's more music outside of American music, but you know, Americans, we're so like self-absorbed because that's what our culture is.
Right.
That we forget that there's a whole landmass.
No, I don't want to hear it. I am, give me down south. Child, I'm trying to hear Waukesha, okay? I'm trying to hear Moneybagg Yo. I'm trying to hear City Girls.
I love Moneybagg Yo.
And
now,
you know,
okay?
I don't even love Moneybagg Yo. But I told you when I was in the club last week.
I love me some Moneybagg Yo. We laughed. We fully, baby.
They were playing reggae for maybe 15 minutes and I was on my phone and then it was like, let's go. I'm like, perfect.
You said I can't get my mind off Waukesha.
Yeah. Literally. I was like, what is this? I don't know any
when
of this
when I learned
music.
What Waukesha was, I was like, wow. A beautiful lean. Play on words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful play on words.
Because the walk.
Wow. Mm.
Did not, not even going to get into this. Sorry. Did not know WAC was lean. It's a whole other. Which is,
it,
no,
was,
no,
it's
no,
the brand
I
name,
had a situation.
Right? Isn't like one of the brand names?
Yes,
for the,
it is.
Did not. Mm-hmm. Not even going to tell. When I tell y'all this story, like, yeah, it's, yeah. I showed my whole age.
Genius. Like, I like to genius rap genius. Lyrics because I do not be knowing what these rappers are saying. So I go on Genius to find out.
I'm actually telling you real quick. I had an artist had a song called WAC. I thought he meant like a pan.
Mm.
Created a whole idea around cooking and chefing. And then the day before, found out it was lean. And I was like, what the? I thought that this was like a pan to saute vegetables.
W-O-K WAC, but no.
That's what it's called. W-O-K. Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Sometimes. Yeah.
This is why we need the Ute them.
I literally because, like, why are you just
or
telling
or your favorite drunk friend? Because then they could just tell you.
Right, because my old ass had to Google it and read the lyrics to find out what is happening here.
I actually had lean before. That shit.
How
wild.
Does it? Okay. Someone who's had lean before, I don't want to try it, but how does it feel?
I didn't like it.
Okay.
Because I'm okay, a hyper person, I guess. Yeah, well, yeah. You
it's giving power
to
book too.
In heroin.
Well, I mean, I don't understand how one takes it and is functioning.
That's the whole point. And that's what I didn't like.
Yeah.
Because it's, you're fighting your sleep. You're
yeah,
fighting
who
the
wants
tire.
To do that?
And more than
who
anything.
The
who wants to
do
fight
that?
Sleep?
I don't ever want to
no,
fight
that.
Sleep.
Am I a child? No.
Who wants lean belly? Fuck that.
That
I don't
too.
Want the motherfucking lean belly.
Yeah.
You're not having
I tried
me out here.
One time and I was like, yeah, this ain't for me, dog. That? This ain't for me, baby.
Also,
dog.
Do I have a cold? I don't like Dimetapp. So ain't no way in hell that I'm about to do that. I literally don't like Dimetapp. So I knew
y'all
for
can
me.
Keep the promethazine.
Yeah, I'm scraped.
I knew for me. Like, I remember when Tariq on Power, I was like, yeah. Ew, he got a cold.
I know my drug bag and this weed, and that's it. I don't be needing all that extra
I
shit.
I hate these lean niggas, because now I got to, like, go to the... When I go to Dwayne Reed, I got to get a card to go get the damn medicine.
Yeah.
Because y'all want to
it ain't the lean niggas. It's the meth niggas, too. You know, that's why you can't get... It's really the meth girls.
It's the meth girls.
It's the meth girls.
Yeah.
That's why you can't get, like, certain, you know, what the phenemines or whatever. Not acetaminophen
or whatever.
Stop.
Y'all need
to
stop that shit.
I mean, is it in the deodorant, too? Because the fact that I have to need a key to get deodorant is kind
of wild.
Now,
that is wild.
That's just in a
there.
Ghetto neighborhood, actually.
Deodorant and toothpaste.
Like,
talk about ring the bell. Ring
yeah,
the bell.
Say, I need to ring. Now, granted, native is $12. It's $11.99, so I understand the price mark.
No,
that is like the equivalent
for...
of getting Casamigos, or not Casamigos, fucking Classe Azul at the liquor store, and they got to go to the back to open it
to
up.
To get it.
I guess that's the same for native.
No, yeah, that's
but
different,
but I was just
y'all.
Like...
Skincare needed.
The Suave right there, and it's $3.99, and they still need a key too. Like,
can't.
What the fuck is
that's
going
I said,
on?
That's just ghetto neighborhoods. Because I definitely have to like ring my little bell.
I
in
ring
my
the bell, and
yeah.
then they let everybody know I'm in the skincare aisle. Damn.
Yeah. No, but yeah, all the because I remember one time I had to ask the pharmacist. I was just like, I'm sorry, why does my allergy medicine have to come from behind?
And she was telling you the meth people.
Yes, yeah, it's the meth. It's giving Breaking Bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They need to stop that shit, especially if they love their teeth.
Well,
everybody
I also
in
didn't
LA
know,
does meth.
You know, even I did not realize that there were
they do.
You said
I don't
wait,
know
did
about
you say
black
everybody
people,
does meth?
But everybody wait, in the Los Angeles. I mean, you know, black people are I think like 6% of Los Angeles County, but that's the main drug in Los Angeles. That's
meth?
The issue.
Meth,
yeah. One of my cousins, she's a lawyer and she works in family court.
Uh-huh.
So she essentially takes away kids from families all the time, and it's because of meth. It's not really like that is
that's
the leading
tough-ass job.
That's the leading like drug in Los Angeles.
Damn. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm gonna use the heroin.
But that ain't really
child.
Affecting the black community. So we, it's like, well, for once.
I think, what I can't, now it's shit. Now I actually forgot it. And I didn't realize they have like the fake version of these pills. Oh my God.
Of what pill?
Like the opioids? Prescribed,
like Oxy and all those like type of things. And they have like synthetic versions. And that's like, I know somebody that died off that. Yeah. Off of a synthetic version.
That's a real thing. Yeah. Like I was listening to a Uzi song and he was like, somebody was stop taking the fake Xans. It's going to make your stomach hurt. And I was like, who raps this? What am I listening to?
I mean, I'm glad that he's telling the you.
Right. But
this is, I'm going to just stick
stop taking Xans if you're not, real schizophrenic or depressant or whatever the fuck that drug is actually used for.
I actually want to see what that does to me as well, but I haven't.
We're not. Well, wait, real quick. Okay, you know, Uzi.
I haven't done Xans.
We're getting off the drugs. Uzi.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry. We're moving forward.
Didi wants to try all drugs.
Because Didi's talking about trying synthetic. Okay.
Not synthetic. No.
I was inquiring about lean
and Xan.
And you talking about McDonald's. No. Uzi and beating. And allegedly, you know, popping up to a after. I've heard multiple versions of this story, but I think and I don't know. I'm being the mespert. And allegedly, you know, she had a meeting with St. John. Mm-hmm. And then after the meeting
on Sunset Boulevard,
on Sunset Boulevard, had a meeting with St. John. He left, and then Uzi came up and like beat her or shot her. I'm still trying to figure out where they were.
Pressed a gun to her stomach.
But where were they on Sunset also?
It was a restaurant. It was noted in the news article. Yeah.
Okay,
I
low-key need to find this because I think I was there last week. And I was like, where were they?
I think I actually know the restaurant. Hold on, because I was being nosy too. My nosy ass was
I was like, I want to know where the restaurant was. And then obviously, you know, everybody was at
Dialogue Cafe.
Dialogue?
On Holloway Drive.
Okay, never mind. I thought it was someplace else.
Why did I find that so easily? Mespert.
Mespert. I love it. That is not okay.
Absolutely
no, not at all. No.
And then was
not
breakdancing at, what's his name? Ron, what was the white man's name?
Owner of the 76ers, that rich,
that rich white man's name.
I can't support no shit like that.
I can't either. And that lets us also know what he's doing to our sis. And he probably just not beating up her face because she's active. But I don't want to like say that that's what he's doing. But usually abusers abuse. If they don't do shit ass, they abuse.
Yeah.
And they also know where to abuse you if you are in the light.
That shit is sad.
It really is.
Like, and I mean, we
whatever
seen
they
that
said
live,
that he did it.
When JT had Carisha on her live, or excuse me, Young Miami on her live, and he was being super aggressive.
He was.
And she was being mom. That's giving
abuse.
It was
like disgusting.
Yeah, I had to have a whole conversation about that. I was like, that's not okay.
And
I think certain men think that is a way of expressing admiration and love. And it's like, those are controlling negative behaviors. Like, don't try to play me. Well, just so I don't know, so you can like flex on your manlyhood or some shit like that.
Right. Little ass.
You are smaller than me. I wish I was little Uzi Vert size. Shit.
Yeah.
I wish I had the body of him.
That's why he know how to do all that shit. Got guns and stuff because he got that disease. What is it?
Wait, what? He really does have a disease?
Napoleon complex. Oh, excuse me.
Girl,
complex,
I thought he really had like dwarfism or something. I was like, oh my God, little Uzi Vert's a dwarf? Like,
I mean, I call it a disease because it's
shit. He might as well be for beating
your body
up on
is
my
at
sis.
A disease.
I did not know, child.
What was her name? Dominique? Brittany.
Yep. Child.
Shout out to Brittany. I hope she's doing well because whatever the fuck she said he did.
Whatever they said he did.
I'm like, what's her name?
Shit. So I'd be skipping over that Juggernaut song
on Tyler.
I mean, it's cute though because it got Pharrell.
It is cute.
On it.
Yeah, it is I was cute. I know
Pharrell be spazzing on that song.
I love Pharrell spazzing on that song.
I just love when Pharrell talk his shit
because he don't do it.
He don't.
I love when Pharrell talks his shit.
Because he got the money back yo song.
Literally,
yeah.
Because if you got it, like you don't even
got
to talk about it.
You don't got to talk about it. Shout out to Nikki who said that.
Yeah. Well. I actually don't even have service in here. I was trying to find the quote. So I love
you
that as the quote.
Service?
Go ahead, say it again.
Yeah, I need to be on Wi-Fi. If you
got it, you ain't got really
to talk about it.
I know that's right.
I know that's right. Know. Big Ben Benson, not the big.
You know, I'm still upset about that because Sweetie should have.
I was like, Sweetie.
Sweetie actually should have done the vocal to say,
I know that's right.
I know
that's right. Because that's where you took it from, Cardi.
Right.
Or Party, whoever wrote it.
I know that's right. I know that, the all of her, I know that's right. So, all right, y'all.
Holla.
Holla.
Bye.